Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear part of an interview with a broadcaster who's talking about a series of programs he presented about landscape painting. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
Why did you decide to include a painting by a famous politician?
Well, I wanted to remind viewers that amateur painting has its own purpose, that scores and scores of people paint for themselves, as that politician did. And I liked his daughter's explanation that it helped to give him some respite from the pressures of public life. I thought that was important to focus on, so that we weren't just talking about painters as professionals who had really cracked it and who taught us things about their technique.
You draw yourself, don't you?
Yes. I've always liked it, though I'm afraid my attempts aren't very good, so I keep them purely for my own amusement. The intensity of drawing is always a great thrill. I can't say it's a relief, which it obviously is for some people. You have to use your eyes to look more carefully at a scene than you would if you were just out for a walk, or even if you were taking a photograph as an amateur. There's something about drawing that forces you to see things and think about them.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Why did you decide to include a painting by a famous politician?
Well, I wanted to remind viewers that amateur painting has its own purpose, that scores and scores of people paint for themselves, as that politician did. And I liked his daughter's explanation that it helped to give him some respite from the pressures of public life. I thought that was important to focus on, so that we weren't just talking about painters as professionals who had really cracked it and who taught us things about their technique.
You draw yourself, don't you?
Yes. I've always liked it, though I'm afraid my attempts aren't very good, so I keep them purely for my own amusement. The intensity of drawing is always a great thrill. I can't say it's a relief, which it obviously is for some people. You have to use your eyes to look more carefully at a scene than you would if you were just out for a walk, or even if you were taking a photograph as an amateur. There's something about drawing that forces you to see things and think about them.
Extract 2. You hear an amateur pilot called Gina Nesbitt talking about doing aerobatics in her small plane. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
I've only ever been up in a plane once where the pilot turned the plane over in an aerobatic display, and I've never been more scared or felt sicker. Do you get that sinking feeling too, Gina?
I'm very fortunate in that I don't. This came as a pleasant surprise to me because I do get terribly seasick. I find that what's routine and what I'm used to doing isn't frightening. Learning some of the new maneuvers, though, can be quite daunting because this is a single-seater plane, so the first time I do anything new, I'm on my own, except for the guidance of my coach, who's on the ground.
What's the real thrill for you of performing these difficult maneuvers in competitions?
It's exciting, of course, but ultimately the reward comes from knowing that you've done it with precision. It involves an unusual combination of mental preparation, physical preparation, and skill. It's not as difficult as you might first think to fly the sequences of movements. What is difficult is doing it to a high enough standard to avoid the faults the judges are looking out for.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
I've only ever been up in a plane once where the pilot turned the plane over in an aerobatic display, and I've never been more scared or felt sicker. Do you get that sinking feeling too, Gina?
I'm very fortunate in that I don't. This came as a pleasant surprise to me because I do get terribly seasick. I find that what's routine and what I'm used to doing isn't frightening. Learning some of the new maneuvers, though, can be quite daunting because this is a single-seater plane, so the first time I do anything new, I'm on my own, except for the guidance of my coach who's on the ground.
What's the real thrill for you of performing these difficult maneuvers in competitions?
It's exciting, of course, but ultimately the reward comes from knowing that you've done it with precision. It involves an unusual combination of mental preparation, physical preparation, and skill. It's not as difficult as you might first think to fly the sequences of movements. What is difficult is doing it to a high enough standard to avoid the faults the judges are looking out for.
Extract 3. You overhear a chef called George talking to a friend about his daily routine. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
I'm exhausted. It took an hour to drive 5 kilometres.
You should do what I do and use a motorbike.
Is it much quicker?
It is a bit, because you avoid some queues. The great thing is, when I put on my helmet, I'm shut away, you know, in my own little world. And that means I arrive feeling quite calm. I started riding a motorbike where I grew up in the country because there weren't any buses.
So is that your most prized possession? I was asked recently what my favourite thing at home was. As a chef, I imagine yours is something in the kitchen. Your cooker, perhaps.
The one at the restaurant is fantastic because it was specially designed for me. It's hard to say here. My family love the kitchen table where they chat for hours. Given the late hours I work, I hardly participate in that. No, my workplace is so hot and sticky that what I long for is a shower when I get home. I feel the stress of the day disappear with the water. Odd thing to choose, isn't it?
Now you'll hear the recording again.
I'm exhausted. It took an hour to drive 5 kilometres.
You should do what I do and use a motorbike.
Is it much quicker?
It is a bit, because you avoid some queues. The great thing is, when I put on my helmet, I'm shut away, you know, in my own little world. And that means I arrive feeling quite calm. I started riding a motorbike where I grew up in the country because there weren't any buses.
So is that your most prized possession? I was asked recently what my favourite thing at home was. As a chef, I imagine yours is something in the kitchen. Your cooker, perhaps.
The one at the restaurant is fantastic because it was specially designed for me. It's hard to say here. My family love the kitchen table where they chat for hours. Given the late hours I work, I hardly participate in that. No, my workplace is so hot and sticky that what I long for is a shower when I get home. I feel the stress of the day disappear with the water. Odd thing to choose, isn't it?
That's the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.